Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, born out of a love for beer, the city of Atlanta, and the fine breweries that we have in this city, we have the Atlanta Beer Bus. And it was born with the help of Travis Arians. And he's in the studio with me today. And Travis, I pass by the Beer Bus every day, twice a day, actually. And it just kind of makes me smile because I'm like, a beer bus, what could be better? Because A, you're driving people around to different breweries, and B, you're getting these people off the road.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's the best part of what we do is we get to let people enjoy different breweries and try things they wouldn't have done before, and nobody has to be a DD.
So how did you come up with this idea? What is your background?
Well, sure, yeah. A couple of years ago, I took a trip to Asheville, North Carolina, and those that have been there know they have a ton of breweries in a very small, concentrated area, and there are companies online that will provide walking maps. Free to the public, you just tells you how to get from one to another and enjoy the most out of a day. In Atlanta, we can't exactly walk, but we do have a good concentration on the west side of town, and we want to be able to provide a service to get people from point A to point B and maybe give them some information along the way to help them along in their beer journey. I was surprised at how many people don't even know about more than half of the breweries that are here.
Well, so many have opened in the last 2 years that it's amazing that the city of Atlanta has the amount of craft breweries that we do, and they're just award-winning brew pubs everywhere on every street corner. And like you said, the west side is really populated, a lot of them.
Absolutely. And speaking of new ones, we've got one on the west side, Steady Hand, that's about to open, and we've already talked to them, and it's right on our route already, of course, because that's where all the breweries live.
Okay, tell me, if I'm interested in the Beer Bus, tell me how this works. What do I do?
Okay, so you pick a brewery of your choice off of the list of our stops.
Say, Monday Night Brewery.
Okay, so great. You start at Monday Night Brewery. Our hours are 4 to 10 on Fridays, 12 to 10 on Saturdays, and 1 to 6 on Sundays. And within half an hour of you showing up, you'll see one of our bus. We've actually got our beer nerds that'll walk around with a sign saying beer bus leaving soon. So you know that the bus is there, and if you want to get on, you get on right then, or you can wait another 20, 30 minutes for the next one. You hop right on. If it's your first time that day, you pay $15. We give you a wristband, and it's good all day. You can hop on and hop off at any brewery you want as many times as you want all day.
So you can do one brewery? Mm-hmm. Or you can do how many? How many are on your stop?
So there's 10 total stops on this route, and that's 7 breweries, a distillery, a cidery, and a MARTA station.
Oh, wow. Okay, so Atlanta hosts, the city of Atlanta is known as one of the great distilleries in the city. So tell us about that.
So, yeah, American Spirit Works over by Sweetwater Brewing on Armor Drive is an amazing distillery.
It's great space.
It's such a gorgeous space. They have amazing deals. They do $5 old fashions on Fridays.
Oh, really?
Yep. And they are one of 3 distilleries in the country that has an inverted distilling process. And
now
so,
what does that mean?
I wish I knew all the details on that. They tried to explain it to me, and so far over my head, but it's so great.
I'm sure on the tour they explain everything.
Yeah, I don't want to give away all their secrets before you go there, but they've got some amazing stuff there. Fiddler is their flagship, and yeah, it's a really great time.
It's such a wonderful space, and a lot of people rent that area out for special occasions and different special events. Mm-hmm. You can rent that out. Okay, so we have a cider brewery.
Yep, Urban Tree Cidery on Howell Mill. And for those people that are thinking, oh, sweet cider, I'm not really into that.
That's not my thing.
Right. So
and that actually, was me until I tried it.
Oh, my gosh. It's yes, I'm the same way, and I'll be the first one to admit it. So one of my favorite ciders over there is their Sweet Heat. So it's got a habanero and ginger, so it's got a little spice on the end, and as well as a sweet. So it's really good. Plus, because they're cider and made from apples, they're more considered a winery than a brewery. So
really?
They can do a full liquor bar. So they've got liquor. They've got local craft beers. So they've got something for everybody. They make cocktails with their ciders. They do a lot of really cool, interesting stuff. And it's majority owned by women.
I didn't know that. And if I'm not mistaken, they grow a lot of their own apples that they produce.
All of them.
All of them.
Yep. Yeah. They own their own orchard. So it's literally farm to table in this sense.
That's incredible. And that's one of the stops. So tell us the other stops that the breweries that you stop at.
Okay. So we started with Monday night. So the next one would have been Urban Tree. So there's that. And then from there we go to Second Self Brewing. And then from there it's Scofflaw, then Red Brick, then ASW, American Spirit Works, Sweetwater, Orpheus Brewing, Park Tavern, and the MARTA Station.
So people say, well, if you've seen one brewery, you've seen them all. What do you say to that?
So I say if you've seen a brewery tour, a traditional brewery tour, you go in, you see the tanks. Yeah, they're not that much different. People will tell you a little bit about their process that's different, that differentiates them. But realistically, when you get down to the nuts and bolts, it's almost the same. So what we do is we take that out and we tell you those little tidbits, like we were just talking about Urban Tree or Monday Night, how they were started in a garage because on Bible study Monday nights.
Yeah.
And those are the things we tell you on the bus before you get there so that you don't need to go look at the tanks to find out all the cool things about each brewery. Sweetwater. People say they know Sweetwater, but most people don't know they have their Woodlands project right down the street, which does all their R&D, all their experimental stuff. So that's almost attached to their current facility, and it's a gorgeous space too. I mean, they do a lot of private events there.
So this is a great service, and as far as I know, you're the only company doing a beer bus tour.
We're doing our tour. Our route is different than everybody else's. There are three other companies that I can think of that do a traditional pick you up at one place, take the whole group to place number one, everybody takes the tour, everybody does the same sampling, and then you all get on the bus together mm-hmm. and you go. And then we take you back to the beginning when you're done. With us, we're not telling you how long to stay at each location. We're not telling you what to drink at each location. And we're not telling you which locations to go to. You get to choose. I mean, it really is a choose-your-own-adventure for beer.
So it's like a trolley.
Yeah.
for beer lovers.
Yeah, it's Beer Marta.
Beer Marta. I love it. So what have your patrons, because you've only been open for 6 weeks.
Right.
So what are your customers saying about the service?
They absolutely love it. And the beer nerds that I was talking about before, they say that is worth the $15 in and of itself. Having somebody on the bus that can not only tell you information about the next stop and entice you to get off somewhere you might not have thought you were going to, but also lead you in the direction of a particular beer for your tastes. So these guys have gone to all of these locations. They've tried basically everything on the menu, and they really, truly are beer nerds. They know so much about it that they can make recommendations just from what you've liked in the past at other places.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a lot of knowledge that you wouldn't get otherwise.
Right.
Now, what if I have a group of girls or a guy's night out and we want to rent, say, the whole bus? What's the capacity of the bus?
So the buses hold 14 plus the driver. And right now, our charter days are only Thursdays and Wednesdays, if we really needed to, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday is when we run, and we got to have all our buses. But Thursdays and Wednesdays are the days when most of the breweries are open. A lot of people were emailing or calling us about Memorial Day, but there were only two or three breweries open, so it doesn't really give you the full experience that we provide. So it wouldn't have made sense. It wouldn't have been a best customer experience.
Right. That makes total sense. Well, what are the breweries saying about your service?
They love it. And I was honestly nervous that they were going to think we were taking customers from them, but they get that, yes, if we take 5 or 10 people right now, there are 5 or 10 people from 8 other locations right behind that coming in
right.
to try new stuff that are ready to spend money.
Well, I know I live down the street from Scofflaw.
Okay.
And that place is packed all the time.
All the time.
So these are very popular breweries that, mm-hmm. that are on your tour that have very popular beers that you would want to try and award-winning beers.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. So, Travis, this sounds like such a fun thing for people to do. People of drinking age, of course. Yeah. So how do we get in touch with you?
All our information is on our website, atlantabeerbus.com, all spelled out. We even have an FAQ page so you can figure out what to expect of your experience with us. And on social media, we are at ATL Beer Bus on all the platforms.
So don't think I'll just drive myself from brewery to brewery. We're just getting samples. Leave it to the hands of the professionals. Stay off the roads. Contact the Atlanta Beer Bus. And Travis, this has been so fun. And I think a true asset to the city and something that's needed dearly to highlight the different craft breweries that we have in the city.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me in.
I can't wait to get a group of people and jump on the bus and hop on and hop off at my favorite breweries.
Let's do it.
All right. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, my website, BelindaSkelton.com. So the 4th, what's happening around the city on the 4th?
It's a weird year. It's always weird when the 4th of July is not around the weekend.
Right, exactly.
But in some ways, it's kind of cool because you really get to chop the week up, and
yeah.
It's kind of like two short weeks in a row. So that's how I look at it. So let's start a little early. So this coming Tuesday, July 3rd, great restaurant in the Inman Park, Beetle Cat. They're doing their annual Taco Luau. So you can get a little started early. It's a $28 ticket, but it comes with some incredible Hawaiian. It's kind of a Hawaiian theme. So you get some food. You get a couple drink tickets. That's at Beetle Cat in Inman Park. Such a cool hipster kind of place. Check that out. Some other great food things around town. So if you're a member of the Marlowe's Insider Club, you just sign up. It's online. If you drop by any location on July 4th only, you will get a complimentary red, white, and brew burger. That's like legit. Like you just sign up for that, and you go get a burger at Marlowe's Tavern. Marlowe's is awesome.
They have great burgers.
If you are running in the Peachtree, the AJC Peachtree Road Race, or if you've ever run in the AJC Peachtree Road Race, show up at Willie's, any of these Willie's around town, and you get a $5 burrito. So you can save a little bit of money there. Just wear your Peachtree Road Race t-shirt.
Mine has many holes in it.
What's that? Oh, yeah. It's been a minute, huh? Duck Donuts in Buckhead. If you're a first responder, every Monday throughout July, you get a free donut and regular coffee at the Buckhead location. They're doing also limited time patriotic assortment of custom donuts. So red, white, and blue sprinkles, that kind of thing at Duck Donuts in Buckhead. And then finally, I know where I'm going to be on the 4th.
And I'm going to be on the 4th.
And we will both be there, yes. The Roof at Ponce City Market. I did this last year. It is such a great place to go watch fireworks. You get this panoramic view of downtown fireworks show, you get Midtown, and you also get Buckhead. You can see all of these from the rooftop. And then this year, they're actually going to do their own fireworks right there in the Fourth Ward. So it's kind of like a panoramic television of fireworks, if you're really into that. The roof at Ponce is so cool. There's carnival games. There's mini golf. So there's a couple different kinds of tickets available. You can do $65, and then there's a VIP for $85, but it comes with unlimited barbecue, and there's pulled pork and chicken. There's some drink tickets that come with it. It is such a cool experience. So highly recommend, if you don't have your neighborhood thing or something local for you, come down to Midtown area, the roof at Ponce City Market, and their rooftop backyard luau. That's July 4th. That's Wednesday from 5 to 11 p.m.
That's going to be a blast. Where can we find you during the week?
My website is Bites and Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S .net. And you can follow me on all the social media at Bites and Sites.
Okay, I can't wait to see what you dig up for us for next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, one of the things you have to do around the 4th of July is go to Stone Mountain Park for their Laser Light Spectacular. It's something I've done every year since I was a kid, and it just wouldn't feel like the 4th of July if I didn't go to Stone Mountain's Laser Light Show. And I have two of the people who put it on, Stan Morrell, who is all things fire and fun at Stone Mountain Park, and one of my favorite people to have on the air, and Paul Creasy. He produces the show at Stone Mountain Park and has his hand in how the show is produced. So, first of all, Stan.
Yes.
Had you on last year.
Yes.
Is there anything new?
Oh, my goodness, yes. For this year, the Laser Show Spectacular is going to be nightly at 9:30 through, I want to say, July 29th. Actually, the first part of August. It'll go until 9. It starts at 9:30. We've got two new modules. One, you know, we do things based on what's going on in the area and what's going on in the world. So we've got a girl power module.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool. And then we also, the other module that you have, Paul, is?
We have a tribute to our 35th anniversary. It's the 35th birthday of the Laser Show.
Are
back
you
in
kidding?
1983 it started. So in tribute to that, we have a 1983 tribute module to bring back the memories of what was going on in 1983. So it plays off of some of the TV shows, some of what was popular in 83.
Oh, my gosh. So you've got to give me a hint about what some of those
modules are. Oh, my goodness. Lots of fun. But before we go there, just real quick, tell them back in 1983, it's just some fun trivia. Back in 1983, how long was the show and how did they do it?
Oh, you know, it's so funny watching how the show has evolved and how technology has grown. And, you know, back in 83, it was big, big lasers. You couldn't do a whole lot of color on the show. It was more laser on the mountain. It was more a laser spirograph, if you will. You know, shapes and analogs and patterns and stuff like that. And then we started working in characters. The technology allows us to do characters, people, animations. Mm-hmm. And now it's just evolved into so much more for the show. You know, where it used to be a 30-minute abstract show, now we've got 45 minutes of fun stories, tribute modules like Stan was
saying. It's a lot of fun, just fireworks and lights and lasers and music and video and mapping. But back in 83, wasn't it like 20 minutes long with like a 10-minute intermission or something to that extent?
Well, it was. It had some funny ways of how it had to be put together because of the technology. And so we had just basically it was a shorter show. The memory, the computers, everything couldn't process as much.
Sure.
So you sort of had to have a break, a little intermission, then go back and do it. We were trying it out to see how a laser show would do at Stone Mountain Park, and well, 35 years later, we've got our answer. I mean, it's extremely
successful.
Yeah, it's
really, really cool.
Okay,
but
I think I saw one of the first year or two shows because I was there in early high school.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell my age.
No. But
I was there during one of the, wow, the early shows, yeah, early productions.
Lots have happened since then with technology and everything else. And
it really has. And it's really evolved into, you know, so we have the show, as Stan was saying, it starts at 9:30, but we've got music that plays beforehand and a whole pre-show environment element where we have entertainers interacting with the crowd, getting you energized, ready for the show to start at 9:30. So when the show rolls, you are pumped up and ready to rock with the show.
I remember the music that was played just as much as I remember the lasers that were being shown on the mountain.
Yeah, absolutely. Music is a big part of it. That's where, you know, we hear a lot of the crowd as the music starts to play and the module starts, we'll hear the crowd react to it.
Yeah.
You know, Girl Power, we've got some of the music from Moana, and we hear that, and everybody gets excited about it and what's getting to visually unfold on the mountain.
In the 1983 module, some of your favorite stuff.
I can't wait to hear this.
In 1983, in the actual show, we put one piece in there. It was Toccata, the Fugue from Johann Sebastian Bach. So that, other than that, there wasn't really anything that I thought was really appropriate or that would resonate with anybody. So we went to a throwback. We've got Magnum P.I.
Of course.
Absolutely.
And we brought in Michael Jackson, so he's doing the Beat It. What a feeling. And we, you know, the Images on the Mountain is the water scene from
Flashdance.
Flashdance, absolutely. A-Team song, Let's Dance, David Bowie. Yeah. I'm still standing with Elton John and Lionel Richie all night long.
Oh,
people love that. We just started it a few weeks ago, and people love that. You see them tapping their feet and clicking their fingers and hitting the neighbor next to them.
Oh, I bet when Michael Jackson's up there, people are really losing
their minds. It's great fun. And then in the Girl Power module, we've got from Moana, How Far Will I Go? Most Girls, This Is Me, performed by Keila Settle. I'm not familiar with.
You think I'm it's cool from enough
the,
to know how
yeah,
to
Yeah, but it's from
that?
The Greatest Showman.
Right.
Okay.
Really popular. So that's kind of fun. And the imagery on there, I don't want to give away the surprises, but it's got a lot of people that everybody's going to know, whether it be in pop culture or some really heart-tugging type of folks too that do good things for good people kind of a thing. So yeah, I'm going to save that for a surprise. You have to come and see it to see who's in there, but you're going to know everybody.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
Of course, you always have the military and the patriotic part of the show.
We do, and we've got a great thing we do at the start of the show. We do a tribute to the military. Everybody serving, who has served, who is serving in the armed forces, have them stand up. We recognize them. The crowd supports it. The crowd gets into it.
Oh,
it's really a touching moment. And then, of course, we finish off the show with a great patriotic piece with the national anthem, Sandy Patty singing, and we're shooting fireworks. We're doing all kinds of visuals, the lasers. So it's a great way to end the show. So very patriotic feel to it.
That's where, you know, the finale is probably, what would you say, Paul, 60-70% of the fireworks go off in the finale, so you have to stay to the end all the fun.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just touching on also the fun, you know, we've got a lot more visuals that are in the show also, so we talked about the lasers that you see on the mountain, the music, but we have a lot of other stuff that goes on. We have fire that goes off in the water. We have
100 feet tall.
Yeah, 100.
It's huge.
Fire. I bet you can feel that.
You can feel it up at Memorial Hall.
You do.
You're like,
wow.
A little suntanning.
Exactly. So we've got that going off. We've got drones that fly in the show that do...
Now, that's what I'm excited about.
You've got to come see our Drone Wars modules. We have them flying in conjunction with what's going on the mountain over the reflecting pond, and they light up, they interact, so it's fun.
And they're
to
doing
see
lots
that.
Of different
patterns, shapes, and
absolutely,
flying,
they're kind of cool. This year we actually kicked that up. This year, last year we introduced them. Was that last year?
Yeah, correct.
Last year we introduced them, and this year with technology and such, we kicked it up, and so it's like, they go away from you, come towards you, they do the different patterns. It's kind of fun.
I remember talking to you about last year and the drones.
We were really excited about
Really excited. I mean, have we had any drone issues?
Other than one falling into the lake? No.
We like to test their splash
down we're testing
capabilities,
some new things.
So we're just trying out some new stuff.
But we've got extra.
But we've added more lasers. We've got more lights on the lawn that go up and down the side of the lawn. So the big 1,200-foot lawn where you sit on now, there's lights to the side of you that are immersing you in the show, making you a part of the experience. So it's
lasers, we've got an additional, we've done some stuff. So we got the lasers going over the lawn a bit more.
Yep.
So you're kind of getting a ceiling over yourself with the lasers. It's kind of fun.
What I love is if you're 90 years old, you'll find something in there that you can relate to. If you're 50 years old, you'll find something you can relate to. And if you're 9 years old, you're going to relate to
something. That's absolutely. And we did that on purpose. You've got a variety of different types of music. You've got R&B, you've got country, you've got soul, you've got jazz, pop, everything. So the goal of I've been with the show, I guess, 11 years. Mm-hmm. And my goal was, Atlanta's so eclectic with, a variety of different people, types, and everything. And the show should reflect that. So the goal wasn't to make a killer show that everybody's going to like because we don't have Disney dollars. But we can make a show that within the show, there's going to be something that everybody loves. You're going to see somebody throughout the show tapping their feet or clicking their fingers or, it just brings back memories of times gone by. And it's
an
great thing to be involved with.
Where you can set out, put your blanket out
That's
on the lawn and kick back and just enjoy it. And it's unique venue like none other in the world.
I mean, what activity in Atlanta do you know where you can bring a blanket and a picnic and sit out
under
as
the stars
outside and do it?
Yeah,
do something.
Yeah, that's a thing that we pride ourselves at Stone Mountain Park in is creating events and things for people to do that you can do as a family unit. Because, in today's society, everybody's
segmented.
They are so much. So at Stone Mountain Park, you come as a family unit, you can ride the train, you can do the 4D theater, you can see the laser show, you can ride the sky ride. Everything we do out there, we keep that in the back of our mind. What can you do as a family unit and keep people together? So lots of fun stuff happening with the laser show. And 4th of July is July 1 through 7. We're going to play the same show every night. So if you don't like the crazy crowds on the July 4th, which is one of our most popular days of the year, you can see that same show, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7.
Are you saying you change this show throughout the summer season?
We add, for July 4th, we add the extra 15 minutes of just crazy fireworks.
Okay.
So that extra 15-minute fireworks, which we generally just do in the past several years, we've done it 4 nights. Now we're doing it 7 nights.
Wow.
So
it'll be a 45-minute laser show, and then you have 15 minutes of extra fireworks. So again, like Stan
said, that are killer and crazy.
Yeah. Any of those nights, you can come out and see the laser show plus the extra fireworks.
Mm-hmm. And
so fireworks are so electronically produced now. There's not a man out there with a big.
Well,
lighter.
There's men and women out there, absolutely, just making sure that they're going to work. But they are.
Yeah, everything's electronically fired and digitally fired. But it does take a crew out there, and we're starting early in the morning when the sun comes up to get everything loaded and
all
ready
the product
to go for the show that night.
And it's named a must-see from USA Today. Reader's Digest is America's most spectacular 4th of July fireworks. And also best place to see fireworks from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Oh, you can't get any better than that.
Awesome. And we take pride in that. It's different than a lot of different venues because you're in a unique venue and they're right in front of you. So to see all the fireworks, you feel the concussion, you see the brightness, all of the smoke, you're just right there in the middle of it. You can't get that anywhere else that you see the fireworks because different areas of the country, they're on bridges, you're way back. You're right in the middle of it here.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about other things you can do at Stone Mountain while you're there to see the laser light spectacular. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellis weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we're talking about all the attractions that you can do at Stone Mountain Park while you're there for the Laser Light Spectacular. I have Stan Morrell. He's all things fire and fun. And Paul Creasy. He is a production specialist at Stone Mountain Park when it comes to the Laser Light Show. But Stone Mountain Park is not just the Laser Light Show. There
No.
are many other things that are going on in addition to that.
So much more. There's, every year for the Summer at the Rock, which is June 9th through July 29th. Every year we program new things. So this year we've got a new train show game show, which is the train, one of our most popular attractions, goes around, stops at the back of the mountain, and then we've got some actors back there doing some game show type entertainment that they engage the guest on the train to participate with. So they've got to scream and yell, who does better, who wins, A, B, C, D kind of thing. So that's really fun and new this year. New, we've got a junk rock band who we flew in from Pennsylvania. They do rhythms on different types of trash cans and trash can lids and that kind of stuff. That's in our 4D theater. Dinosaur Explore is back by popular demand. We've got 20 big dinosaurs that as you walk by, mm-hmm. we've got information in front of each one of them, and they're animated. So your movement triggers their movement, and so they growl. And it's right next to our Dinatorium, which is a three-level place where parents can rest and kids go crazy with balls running all around three levels. And then our 4D, we change that out every year, so that's the Lost World 4D experience. That's a dinosaur story of dinosaurs. It's really kind of cool. You put on the glasses, you sit down, and you've got the air and the wind and the seats move and all that kind of stuff, so that's kind of a cool experience as well, and that gets you out of the hot summer. Then we've also got Jurassic Hijinks, which we've got some really good improv actors this year. They play all over town, and they're at Dad's Garage and such, but they've honored us with being with us this year, and they do an improv show at the park during the summer. We've also got Waterworks, which it's great. It was written for kids like 6 and under. They get to participate in the show. We've got a bunch of entertainers that are trying to find a leak somewhere in the park. And so the kids help them find the leak, mm-hmm. and then they get all wet and splashed because they can't find the leak. It's comedy, it's slapstick, and it's fun for the kids and the family.
And they cool off.
They really cool off. And so we actually, after the show, just leave the water on.
Let that leak go.
That's exactly right.
So, okay. Now, Stan, if people would like more information about how to get tickets for Stone Mountain Park and or the Laser Light Show, how can they do that?
Well, they can go to stonemountainpark.com for more info. They you know, on the website, they've got discounts and special offers. And, you know, throughout the summer, we'll have all kinds of things going on. So go to stonemountainpark.com, find out what the latest stuff is to do, and take advantage of it.
This is in our backyard, folks. It's the greatest entertainment you'll get here in the Atlanta area. Stan and Paul, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, always.
We'll see you on the rock. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.